USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken, documents covered by attorney-client privilege. For more information, visit us at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
Now that a senior FBI agent has lost his job because of an FBI whistleblower, the implications the FBI may have influenced a presidential election is staggering. Republican Senator John Kennedy lets FBI Director Christopher Wray have it.
Isn't it true that Mr. Tebow, Agent Tebow, excuse me, and FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Otan covered up derogatory information about Mr. Hunter Biden while working for the FBI?
Well, again, I want to be very careful not to interfere with ongoing personnel matters. I should say that when I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
People in Mississippi's capital are set to lose running water for an undetermined amount of time. Governor Tate Reeves made the announcement Monday night. A major pump at Jackson's main water treatment facility was damaged, and the city has been using backup pumps since monsoons wreaked havoc on the area. Until it's fixed, there will be no reliable drinking water in Jackson, which will impact up to 180,000 people. The redacted FBI search warrant has left America with more questions than answers, as many accuse the DOJ and the FBI of going after President Trump for political reasons. Republican Kash Patel on Fox News is calling foul, as the FBI intentionally left his name unredacted, causing his life to be threatened.
As a former national security prosecutor and Peter Strzok, as a counterintelligence head agent, knows that American citizens' names and search warrants are supposed to be redacted. This DOJ, with the same leadership that authorized the Russiagate, is now back in charge, had gone in to intentionally lift a redaction of just my name and then redact the next seven consecutive pages. It was totally for political purposes. They don't care about the threats to my life, the racist message, and the hatred I see every day now, because they are publicly advertising for me to fail, to go to jail, and to be harmed.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.